This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Singer and pianist Shirley Horn has a new CD that pays tribute to one of her early champions, Miles Davis. The CD is called I Remember Miles. Shirley Horn has a small voice and an intimate style. There are performances in which every note and every pause seem perfect. Horn started recording in the early 60s, but from the late 60s through the early 80s, while she raised her daughter, she rarely performed outside Washington, D.C., where she's always lived. In 1988, she started recording for Verve, and that led to a comeback that has brought her international success. On this archive edition, we have a 1992 concert and interview that she recorded in our studio. She brought with her the longtime members of her trio, bassist Charles Abels and drummer Steve Williams.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Shoo-be-doo-bee. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses, to rush. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy. Us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. To say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Every time.
Are we lucky or what? That sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. Shirley Horn singing, and at the piano, Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams drums. Shirley Horn, I'm listening to you singing and playing piano and thinking, she almost became a classical pianist. Because you were a prodigy. You had a scholarship to Juilliard when you were young, which I think you never actually took.
No, my parents couldn't afford to. They couldn't afford it.
The scholarship didn't pay your living expenses,
no,
so you didn't have
it.
Yeah. No. Now, is that why you didn't become a classical pianist?
I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know if I would have gone into jazz anyway. But then Earl Garner came along and he influenced me.
Did he come along in person or on record?
No, on record. He had a hit record. It was called Penthouse Serenade. And I remembered that. I used to sit with the record player next to me on the piano and play his record over and over and over and just copy him note for note. He used to drive my mother crazy, but he was like the beginning, you know.
Do you still play classical music? Do you keep up with it?
No, I'm ashamed. No. About 10 years ago, I threatened, you know, said, I want to do a classical album. But it's laziness. That's pure and simple. It's just lazy.
Well, you've got your hands full, I mean.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Did you sing before you started singing professionally? Because I know you started out as a pianist. You didn't start singing as a performer till, well, a little bit later. I don't know exactly when.
Well, I sang in Sunday school and church, and but I was sneaking a job at a dinner theater in Washington, and there was an old gentleman who would come in every night, tip his hat, have dinner, and leave, right? And it was getting close to Christmas, and he came in with this teddy bear, as tall as I. And for some reason, I just felt, I said, that's my teddy bear. He was beautiful, great big turquoise teddy bear. And he sent a note to me and said, if you sing Melancholy Baby, the teddy bear is yours. And I sang Melancholy Baby. You know, I knew all kind of songs and things. My mother is very musical. My family is very musical. And I heard the best music at home, you know.
So that was the first time you sang outside of church in public?
Yeah. I'm scared to death. But there was a woman there whose name was Clara Bow, an older woman who played and sang. She was terrific. And she sort of looked out for me. And she went to the owner and said, well, she can sing, so she's got to get more money. So I went from $75 a week to $175 a week.
Wow.
That was a lot of money then.
Well, that's a big jump, too.
Yeah. So I said, well, okay, I'll sing. You know, I never studied, you know. I just, I guess maybe listened to my mom, and that was it.
This would be a good time to hear you sing some more. Can I ask you to do another song?
Sure.
Great.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who make me be true. Could make me feel blue. And even be glad. Just to be sad, thinking of you. some others I've seen. Might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they didn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you.
Oh, that's truly beautiful. We have Shirley Horn on vocals and at the piano, with Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams on drums. Well, I almost feel like at a loss for words. It's just so wonderful to have you here. What I think we'll do is take a short break and then be back and talk some more and hear some more music with Shirley Horn. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring a concert today with Shirley Horn. She's piano and vocals, Charles Abels bass, Steve Williams drums. You know, you were telling us before how you started to play after that whole melancholy baby story where somebody came in and asked you to sing. I mean, how you started to sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love your voice. And it's a very small voice. And I think some singers feel that to really sing, you've got to have like a big voice. Did you ever feel that way yourself? That did you ever try to push your voice to be bigger than it is? Louder?
Well, I'll tell you like this. I can scream. it kind of depends on the song, and the songs that I like, that I lean toward, are need a soft approach. There's some boisterous. I've done some singing, and you would be surprised. You know, I don't prefer it.
Do you think of yourself as being shy as a performer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect you when you're performing?
I think I'm myself, you know, when I'm performing. I'm not a, you know, I've had the pleasure to go to listen to singers, performers, and they get on the microphone and it's all this blah, 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 talk and everything. You know, I came to hear you sing. Sing. You know, whatever you're going to do, do it, right? I don't think all that's necessary. I'm kind of a laid-back person. I've always been a little shy. Right, guys?
I take it you're not shy with the band.
Oh, we're family. You know what happens with family.
Shirley Horn, one of your first real champions was Miles Davis, and he... One of the last records that he made before he died was sitting in on one of your recent albums. He got in touch with you after your first record and asked you to sit in with him or to open for him at the Village Vanguard in New York.
No, he asked. I was in Virginia with my husband at my mother-in-law's table, eating all kind of good food and everything, and the phone rang, and I said, Miss Ollie, this for you. I went to the phone and, Shirley, when I want you to come to New York, some people I think you should meet. And I said to myself, I said, who is this? It's Miles Davis. And I thought it was a friend of mine, somebody making, you know, making a joke with me. And I went back to the table because, you know, it was all kind of fried chicken and red-eyed gravy and buttermilk biscuits and, oh, boy. And I started thinking. I said, Shep, it's my husband. I said, I think I better go to New York. And I did. I called a friend of the family, met me, and we went to his house to let me know that he was serious. He had some young kids then, and they were singing. I mean, four, five, six like that. They were singing songs for my first record. So, yes, and I did meet some very important people with him.
Did he tell you what he responded to about your music?
He liked my use of space. And my chords, and the way my voice sings, and the way I played and sang, you know. Well, the use of space, you know.
It's an interesting thing for him to respond to, since he also used space.
Yes,
in his
yes.
playing. Yeah.
Yeah, we were very close, spiritually. He was a great man. I miss him a lot. He's part of me is gone with him, you know.
Yeah. I got to get back to your childhood when you were playing classical music.
Mm-hmm.
What introduced you to classical music?
My grandmother told my mother to give me piano lessons because I couldn't stay away from that piano. You go to my grandmother's house, she had a parlor. You know, that's where company went, and it was always cold in there. And she had an old upright piano. And I wouldn't go out and play with the other kids. I would just go and sit on it. And I remember putting on a coat always, and she had a stool, you know, wound up and down. And my grandmother said, told my mother, give me lessons. And so I had lessons when I was four. I couldn't read or write. Other kids would cry and what have you when they went to take the lessons, and I always looked forward to it.
You mentioned it was cold in the parlor where your grandmother
yeah.
had the piano.
That's where company went, you know. But always it was closed. Those French doors were always closed. But I would go in there and they wouldn't bother me, and I'd stay in there, always with a coat on. Right? And I'd pick at this piano, you know.
If you don't mind my mentioning this, in yes. between songs, you've been putting on gloves.
Yeah, my hands stay a little cold. I have a bit of a problem. Sometimes I play in gloves. In fact, I'll be playing in gloves tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you wear those, like, white sheer gloves to play in?
Yeah, these. Same ones.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. So it keeps the circulation
yes.
better in your fingers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is your touch okay? When you're wearing the gloves?
Yeah.
So flexible, you could pick up a dime, right? Remember
yeah,
those commercials?
Really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are for rubber mm-hmm. gloves, yeah. Well, we have time for one more song.
Okay. What is it?
Fooling Myself is what you're going to do.
Okay. I'm through with you, and I'll have nothing more to do with you. I've ran away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself. Every time I pass and see my face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud, and every time I see you in a crowd, I ran away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. Looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do? You fool, you're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud, and every time I see you in a crowd, I may pretend this is the end. I'm just fooling.
Our concert and interview with Shirley Horn was recorded in 1992. She was joined by the longtime members of her trio, bass player Charles Abels and drummer Steve Williams. Horn has a new CD called I Remember Miles. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.